Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. I have a radio show on a local station here in South Florida, and that's why I do this, is to reach people with the Torah. Now, many Christians that hear the Torah, they mistakenly think it's a Jewish thing. They say, well, that's not for me. I'm not Jewish. They don't even know it's part of the Bible. And the Torah is the first five books in the Bible, starting with Genesis, and it's known as the instructions of our Creator. You see, many Christians are deceived to believe that the word Torah means law. And when we're under that, they teach about the renewed covenant or the New Testament, saying that we're no longer under the law. Well, that's like saying we're no longer under the Torah. And that's like saying we're no longer under the instructions that our Creator gave us. Now, if we're no longer under the instructions that our Creator gave us, why do we need the Bible? So we are under the instructions that our Creator gave us, and He blessed us with this great gift of His instructions on how we should live and what we should do to be safe, and what His will is for us to be saved. And He gave us the Messiah, Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, as our Savior, and it's by His blood we're saved. He set us free from death row, and we can't work our way into being saved. It's only through the blood of Yeshua. And I tell people, we're not to keep the guidelines and instructions of our Creator to be saved. We keep them because we are saved. We should have every desire to follow His guidelines and instructions and what His will is for us. That's what it is. And to know the beauty that Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, covers our sin. He covers our transgression. There's a mercy. Our Creator says to love mercy. He wants mercy, not sacrifice. So He's there for us when we stop or when we don't listen to the guidelines and instructions, when we mess up or when our flesh takes over and we are not able to follow what we know we should be doing. And here's the magic word, or the main word that we need to understand, folks, the word repentance, repent. We need to have a repentant heart. And we might still struggle after we repent about something. We all have our personal struggles, but it's those that desire to keep fighting, to overcome, to know it's wrong, and to not take joy in their sin, but to desire to stop sinning, versus those who continue and want to practice sin and make a habit out of it. No. It says in the scriptures there are wicked people and there are righteous people. And a righteous person isn't only somebody who lives 100% right according to our Creator's guidelines and instructions. It's someone whose heart is right. Somebody who desires to follow the guidelines and instructions, but there's remorse when they mess up. They have a sad heart or a heavy heart when they're not following, or they made a mistake, or they didn't hit the mark. And they have the appreciation for the blood of Yeshua covering us, that our sins are covered. But that's not an excuse to keep doing it. So we have to know the difference between righteousness and unrighteousness, or wickedness and righteousness, because they're two opposites, and that's what the Bible presents to us. It presents to us a righteous heart versus a wicked heart. And the scriptures are very clear. It says He does not hear the prayers of the wicked, but He answers the prayers of the righteous, those that truly have a heart for Yeshua. Now, there are many people that listen to this radio show, and many people that don't know certain things that are said and taught in the Bible and how they go different than what the church is teaching. I mean, nobody knows the whole Bible. Nobody knows everything, and we're still learning. If you ever meet somebody that says or thinks they know everything, they don't know anything. We're always learning. We're always growing, so we're always going to be short in some area. But when it comes to the knowledge, when we receive it, what do we do with it then? It says in Hosea, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Since you have rejected knowledge, I reject you for being priests for me. Not only that, it says, since you rejected my Torah, not only will you not be priests for me, but your children will suffer, or your seed will suffer. It says wisdom and knowledge is what gives us life and stability. That's what it says. That's what a man's treasure is. Because that wisdom and knowledge is supposed to open us up to the guidelines and instructions that our Creator give it, to see what it's saying. Otherwise, we're stuck. We have these words. We have a Messiah giving us these words, but we're not following the words the Messiah has given us. And then it puts us at a place where, yeah, we could still love Him, but we're not getting the blessings that He promises us. And we're getting curses on the opposite side of that. So we first have to get the knowledge to understand what the difference is between righteousness and unrighteousness, or a righteous heart and an unrighteous heart. And then we got to seek wickedness and see the difference between wickedness and righteous. And we have to figure out the difference. So there are many people being taught that they no longer need to follow the, as the church will say, the law, which is really the guidelines and instructions of a wonderful creator, that they're so-called set free from being obedient to our creator's words. No. There's a law by man, which the rabbis, the sages, and the Pharisees were totting around out there during the time of Yeshua. And then there's the law of Yahweh, the law of our wonderful creator. And Yeshua had a big problem with people adding to the law. Because it says in the Bible, do not add or take away, but keep my instructions. Do not add to them, and do not take away, but keep. And back then you had the Pharisees and the sages trying to add to the guidelines and instructions. They add man-made customs to the Torah of Yahweh, and then you have Judaism. That is what Judaism is. So the Torah is of Yahweh. The Torah is the Bible. It's the foundation. It should be the foundation of our walk because it's the written word of our Creator that He tells us the will for us, what He desires us to do, and how He desires us to live. That's it. That's the Torah. But then you add the law of man, the customs of ancient Judaism, and they're not all bad, but for the most part, they're making it much harder to accomplish the Torah. They're adding and twisting the Torah around. And now you have this Torah with instructions, which are now called law. And now you have in the renewed covenant or the New Testament, them saying, we're no longer under the law. And I say that is exactly what Yeshua, our Messiah, said. We're no longer under the man-made law. The man-made law that had so many people who weren't reading the Bible back then deceived to believe that they had to follow and do things a certain way. So now in a renewed covenant, you have all these prophets and you have the disciples and you have Yeshua, our Messiah himself, coming and saying, follow my Torah. Follow my instructions. If you love me, you will keep the guidelines and you will keep these commandments. They're not done away with. So when it says in Deuteronomy, do not add or take away, but keep the guidelines and instructions, you had these men of Judaism in the original covenant adding to it. But then, in a renewed covenant, you have a bunch of people trying to take away from it. You see, in the Bible itself, it was never done away with. In a renewed covenant, you could have everybody from Yeshua to Stephen, the first one that was martyred. You could have the disciples. You can have all of the characters in the renewed covenant that were righteous. And they desired to follow the Torah, his guidelines and instructions. But the church today has done exactly what the men of ancient Judaism has done a long time ago. And what that is they've either added or taken away from our Creator's guidelines and instructions. And that's where the problem comes in. Because it says, do not add or take away, but then it says, but keep them. Do not add or take away, but keep them. See, but keep is an action word. Keep them, but do them. So don't add to it like the ancient Judaism has done. Don't take away that modern Christianity is trying to do. Just keep my guidelines and instructions. And it says in the Bible, they will not be burdensome to those who desire to have a righteous heart. If you accept Yeshua, you're saying, I'm going to follow this Torah, these commands, these guidelines and instructions. And Yeshua goes and he simplifies it for people. And he tells them how to do it. And he tells them what to do. And he's a living example of what to do and how to do it. And what righteousness is. And then the scripture says, Yahweh covers his righteous. He covers the righteous ones with the blessings. That's what he does. But there's a lot of people that truly do love Yeshua Messiah. You're listening to the radio right now. Yeah, most likely you truly gave your heart to him and you truly do love him. But it doesn't stop there, folks. Accepting him with your lips, that is not the end of the path. That's the beginning. Now you have to follow that up. Yeshua says, I give my call and my sheep hear my voice. We have to desire to have ears of his sheep so we hear his voice. And we desire to make that decision to follow him and not follow the men of tradition. And then we realize why many of us in this country and many people are in the place they're in. Because we've gotten away from a biblical message. See, the problem is not with the Bible. The problem is with the people that have changed the Bible. in their teachings and in their in deceiving people. So Judaism has added to many things to it. With their so-called oral Torah, they've added many things what the written word says. And modern Christianity is trying to teach people against it. But the Bible is the Bible. It's the word of our Creator, and it says what it says. And how can so many people be fooled? How can so many people live against or the guidelines and instructions of our Creator and choose the customs of man over it? And then we ask that question. We think about just wisdom and knowledge. That is the man's strength. Wisdom and knowledge. That is the stability. Wisdom and knowledge. It says lack of knowledge will destroy us. When it says my people perish for lack of knowledge, they're not talking about worldly knowledge. Everyone has worldly knowledge. What they're talking about is knowledge of the Torah, of the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. That's what destroys people. Not having or losing the knowledge what the Bible said. And the way to remember it is, yes, prayer, your prayer life, but you got to continuously be in the Word and live it out. You know, being thankful that Yeshua will cover, in His mercy and grace, He'll cover those times where we know we messed up, we know we made an error, and He covers us. And we could take comfort in that, knowing that we don't have to be perfect, and He'll carry us through those times. But we cannot make an excuse saying, since He covered our sins, we can go living against the words of our Creator. No, because the words of our Creator says He offers us a future and a hope. He says, I know the plans I have for you. They are not for disaster. They are for a future and a hope. So He wants a future and a hope for us. He says, Ezekiel 33:11, He says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they can live. So here you have Him talking about the death of a wicked person. A person who's wicked, according to the Bible, is one who is choosing not to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. That's what a wicked person is, according to the Bible. They're choosing to follow a different way, or they're picking and choosing and say, I just want to follow some of it, not all of it. And our Creator, in His love for us, says, I take no pleasure in the death of these wicked people. I only want them to change their wicked ways, so now they would become righteous. They would seek righteousness. They would become righteousness. So the wicked are going to die. The wicked will suffer. It says in the scripture, it says, there's a way before each man that seems right, but ends in death. It's not our ways. And it's not the Pharisees' ways. And it's not the church's ways. It's Yeshua. It's Yahweh. It's the Bible way. And that's the way it has to be. And the wicked will suffer. And the scriptures warn us of that over and over again. But then it talks about the righteous being saved from death, the righteous being separated and set apart because their righteous heart, not by the acts they did, because no one's perfect except one, Yeshua. No, it was their heart that was a perfect desire to follow our wonderful Creator. And yes, the scriptures say the heart is evil, but the determination and the steadiness of our walk, continuing on a regular basis to seek righteousness, will make you a righteous person. So if you guys have messed up or made a mistake or have done something and you think there's no hope for you, and there are a lot of people out there like that. They say there's no hope for me because I did this, this, and this. Look at the Apostle Paul in the scriptures. He was murdering so-called believers in Yeshua because that's who he was. He was a wicked, evil man. Now he was following the guidelines and instructions because that's what many of the people, the Jewish people do. But without Yeshua, as Messiah, without accepting Yeshua, you're just living in the world. You're living in the world. It says in Proverbs 10:2, it talks about this in Proverbs. Proverbs is known as wisdom. And it says in Proverbs, treasures of wickedness profit nothing. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing. But righteousness delivers from death. Aha. So here we have Yahweh telling people over and over again, that in the scriptures, that the wicked will die. They will die. It even said in the scripture, the wicked will die before their time. Because what the wicked are doing, they will die. But here it says, but righteousness delivers them from death. And the righteousness is not just about words of Torah. It's about Yeshua. Yeshua saying, these are the words of my Father. These are the things you should be keeping. This is how you should be doing it. I'm setting an example. I'm showing you. The treasures of wickedness profit nothing. So if you see somebody who's wicked and it seems like they have a lot here on earth, that profits nothing because there's an eternity, and that's where we got to store our treasures, folks. The righteous, he delivers from the death. Now we go and we look at Psalms 116:8, and in Psalms 116:8 it says, "For you have delivered me, my soul from death, my eye from tears, and my feet from stumbling." You understand? He delivers us. He takes us out of those situations that we put us in by our own wickedness, by our own evil desires, by our own evil heart. He helps us get out of that. He helps us break free from that. Hallelujah means praise our wonderful Creator. And the scriptures over and over again talk about that. So if you're a Christian and you're watching this and you think, oh, well, you're fine and everything's great, you need to pray. You need to really pray because you're not following the guidelines and instructions, or you've been deceived to believe there's something that they're not. But what about those of you out there that have already messed up and you know it's time to repent? I tell you, you can get baptized again. You can be made clean again. And you can get right with His Word again. And that's what we must seek. That's what we must desire, is to be right with our Creator's words, not our words. And the only way we're going to be right with them is if we see them. If we hear what it says and we see what it says. It says in Psalms 116:1, "I love Yahweh because He has heard my voice, my earnest prayers, to develop a relationship with our Creator so close that He's revealing to you what righteousness is, and you're praying to Him to see what wickedness you can overcome." And it's a great puzzle, this book, that all the pieces are here. You can't put a puzzle together completely without all the pieces. By going into the ways of the world, that's what you're trying to do when you're trying to complete the puzzle of life. But when you have the Bible, it's a box of puzzle pieces. And all it is put in together, and then the picture becomes very clear. The picture becomes very clear. And in that picture, right in the center of that picture, is Yahshua. So when you've got these puzzle pieces and you're putting it together, you look for the face. And you look for the body. You say, okay, now there's Yeshua right in the center of it. I'm going to build the puzzle around Yeshua. I'm not going to build the puzzle and then put Yeshua last. The puzzle's built around Yeshua. And you got all these pieces and you're fitting them in. And then you come down to the last few pieces and you find out that there's one or two pieces missing. So how can you complete this puzzle without these last two pieces? You go back and you look in the box. And you can't seem to find it. You can't seem to be convinced. You can't seem to get it. But then you pray. You pray for Him to open your eyes. It says you pray for that He would show you new things before that you haven't seen in His Torah's instructions. Then you look back in that box, and all of a sudden you see those last two puzzle pieces. And then the puzzle you have shows Yeshua being the center of it all. And it shows the outside things that come from Yeshua, not from man. Yeshua was the righteous one back then who said, "You're doing too much." And today He would say, "You're doing too little." You know, there's no neutrality with our Creator, either for Him or against Him. And if you think you're neutral, then you're against Him. You have to be with Him. You have to be right on what He's telling you to do. And you have to feel good about it, not just doing it against your will. It says to do it with joy. With joy to follow His guidelines and instructions. But don't mess up with joy. Mess up with repentance. Then you'll test your heart. It says in the scriptures to test everything. Are you testing everything? Do you just go to church on Sunday and open up your Bible to the verses that they put on the PowerPoint on the stage, and you just go along with them? And some of you don't even have to open up your Bibles. It's right there on stage. So how often a week? Ask yourself this, folks listening. When we talk about righteousness and wickedness, how often during the week do you open up your Bible? Some people say, oh, every night for 10 minutes. Okay, every night for 10 minutes. Even if you do that, at least you're getting in the Word every day. Every night for 10 minutes. How many crazy things on TV did you watch for the week? Did you say, oh, every day for 10 minutes? Or you say, no, I spent hours watching things on TV, secular things of this world that go against our Creator's guidelines and instructions, which you probably haven't even read because you're not reading the Bible enough. And then you're wondering why you hear a message like this and you're confused. We need to get in the Word more. We need to be more in the Word than we are with secular TV, than with secular things. No, we need to be in the Word. We need to do what the Word says. And the Word talks about receiving blessings. And I'm not talking about this earthly blessings, you know, that vanishes, the money and the earthly treasure. No, I'm talking about storing a treasure up in heaven. And that's what we need to seek, the kingdom, folks. That's what we need to seek. pure righteousness of the heart, not satisfying for anything less than what we can accomplish or at least come close to. And that might not be perfection, but that is a repentant heart, a humble heart versus a prideful heart. So we have this opportunity, and I'm excited to be able to share this message with others. I have over 5,000 messages on my website just talking about all this information all throughout the internet. I've been doing this for many, many years. There's tons, thousands and thousands of information and videos on YouTube and all these other places by many other people preaching the word and talking about this, and still people reject it. When the children were out there and they got out of the slavery of Egypt and they came into the promised land, they were set free physically, but they weren't set free spiritually, because they still had the flesh pots of Egypt on their heart. They still desired Egypt's ways, and they started to murmur and complain to Moses that, look what you did, you took us out here to die. We should have just died there, at least we had food there and all of this. No faith, no knowledge. And look how it ended for them. None of them made it into the promised land, not even Moses himself. Take action. Have faith. It will happen, folks. No matter where you are. No matter how desperate you are. You have to understand desperation is a spiritual thing. And the world is trying to do that to us. The enemy is trying to do that to us. You know, the enemy is not going to harm us physically, but he's going to destroy us emotionally and mentally. Where we harm ourselves physically. We got to rebuke that and tell the enemy to take a walk. Get out of here. Stick to the word. Stick to our Creator's words. Many people want to take pills for depression. No. Read your Bible for depression. Develop a relationship with our Creator for depression. And then you'll start seeing some answers and some things that, no, they're not miracles. It's what's supposed to happen. It's the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to not suffer the things that it says in the scripture. It says in Exodus 15:26, if you follow my guidelines and instructions and keep my statutes and commandments, I will not put the same disease upon you that I put upon those disobedient Egyptian people. That's what it says. If you follow my guidelines and instructions, keep my statutes. That's your medicine right there, folks. Learn what that is and do it. Just like it says in the scripture, I had to take away, but keep them. And my heart goes out to those people that proclaim they love Yeshua. And they've been in this walk for many, many years. But their eyes have not yet been opened to who Yeshua is. They have no relationship with Yeshua. They have a relationship with the Greek Jesus that the church preaches. But that's not biblical. That's not a biblical message. If you don't never heard this before and you're getting quite offended by what I'm saying, go to my website. Look at the links. Go to YouTube. Look at some of the videos on YouTube. Read the Bible. And then you can see the truth, the way, and the light of Yeshua. And it's not doing things of the past, of traditions without Yeshua in Judaism. And it's not doing things that are currently being done, making a rock concert and a little concert and all this stuff out of a church where the word is supposed to be taught. And it's not about going into the congregation and bringing all your kids in a separate room to play with their secular stuff while you go supposedly to come in a main room and hear the word. No, bring them in to hear the word. I don't recall any time in the scriptures where Yeshua said, those children are making too much noise. Go put them in another room or get them away from me. No, Yeshua said, we need to be like them. We need to have a childlike faith like the children. So we need to learn from them. Set an example from them. Hallelujah. That's what we need to do, but this world is so backed up today, that's not what's happening. So we have an unrighteous heart, which is a wicked heart. And we don't know any better, we're deceived to think it's okay. If our heart was truly righteous, we would read the Bible and we'd seek His word, we wouldn't make excuses for it. And that is what's happening out there today in the church. Many people are making excuses. And I remember I was talking to one of my friend's dads, and he was down here from Tampa. And I said to him, well, most Christians do not only do they not follow the Ten Commandments, they don't even know what they are. And then some Christian might come up and try to spurt off the Ten Commandments like all proudly, like, I know the Ten Commandments, I know what they are. And they'll remember them from a song, they'll remember the Ten Commandments, and I'll say, well, how come you're not doing them if you know what they are? How come you're not following them if you know what they are? And then there are other Christians that truly do not know what they are. And they say, well, we don't have to keep the Ten Commandments. We don't only have to keep, you know, Ten Commandments. And I'll tell you, you're right. There's not only ten. There's way more than ten that he says to keep throughout all your generations. His will doesn't stop on third and fourth generation. His will for us is his will for us. Until the end, we need to seek his word and seek his guidelines and instructions. That's what we need to do. That's his will for us. There was no timetable on that. So we need to get right with what he was teaching. You know, it says in the scriptures, all scripture is profitable for man. All scripture is profitable for man. You know, when that was written, there was no New Testament. There was no renewed covenant. All scripture meant Torah, the prophets, the original covenant. That's what Yeshua was teaching from. That's what Moses was writing, and that's what all the children of Israel that desired to be righteous and the followers of Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, that's what they were looking at. That's what they were looking at. And they started following the teachings of Yeshua, and he was an excellent living example. Everything he said happened and is happening. And we have to take faith in that, knowing that whatever's going on in our life, it can turn. Any second, it could turn. It could turn. So we need to not take our blessings for granted. We need to get right with the word if I want our Creator to be right with us. We cannot consistently live in sin and expect there to be no consequences. At the same time, we have to have appreciation for when we do mess up. And when we're repentive and come to him, he takes us in his loving arms. And he says he forgives us because he unconditionally loves us. But if we go and we make a habit of living in sin, doing all the things he wants us not to do and the things that will keep us out of the kingdom, if we come to him on a daily basis with a big smile on our face, said, yeah, we did this today, but it doesn't matter. Yeshua's blood covers us. No. You know, if he didn't strike you down right there, he'd say, get out of here. So we need to understand it's all about Yeshua. He's the center of the puzzle. We need to understand Yeshua told us, live according to my Father's instructions, the guidelines and instructions. That is Torah. That's where it is. It's not a Jewish thing, folks. It's a Bible thing. We got to get that right. Each week, I'm on a radio station the same time, wherever you're hearing this, whether it's the internet or radio station, I'm usually on the same time. I appreciate everyone listening and just the support from prayers that people give. It's so encouraging. It goes a long way. So thank you, everybody, for listening. If you have any comments or questions, please come to my website, www.TorahLifeMinistries.org, and check it out. Thank you.